You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today, my guest is Faith Maria Porter. She has a bachelor's degree in arts, entertainment, and media management from Pace University, and she has 4 years of experience working at over 8 professional arts organizations in New York and D.C. She has also worked with a variety of Broadway and off-Broadway theater organizations and has a strong focus on strategic management. Faith, thank you so much for coming over. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Faith, I want to start getting to know you a little bit more. So why don't you tell us about your journey in the arts? How did you start? Where did it took you? And finally, Pace.
Yes, I think I have a very interesting story when it comes to company managers or theater managers, in that I think I was pretty clear on what I wanted to do pretty early on. Growing up, I performed. I was always a singer doing musical theater. That was my thing. And I thought, I'm going to go to school for musical theater. I'm going to be on Broadway on stage. That's my plan. But my senior year of high school, I was elected the performing arts prefect at my school. We didn't have typical student government. So there was leaders in each specific area of school. And I was over performing arts, so I got to help plan the concerts, and I started a lot of really cool initiatives at my school. And at that point, I was like, oh, this is actually really interesting. Not only do I like performing, but I kind of like, you know, gathering all of the things and creating spaces for other people to perform, which was very special for me. And then I was already looking at Pace because for musical theater, for performing. And then I think Pace is the only school, at least at the time, I think in North America, that had an arts and entertainment management program. I was like, Pace is where I want to go. I wanted to be in the city. I was like, if I'm going to do this, I want to be in the action where everything is. And also, I'm not a big school person. It's never been like a point of joy for me, I guess. So I really liked Pace because it was very focused on getting internships and going out, like, yeah, go to your classes. The classes are great. All of my professors were great. But I think that the mentality of Pace was very much like, get what you need in class and learn, and then take it and go out. Even during school, my professors were very open to get internships, things like that. But so while I was at Pace, I started an a cappella group there, and I was president group manager. So I got all of that experience. I did a bunch of internships, and I started working with Create Her, which is a part of She NYC, a nonprofit organization, and I got to meet so many amazing women working in theater, from directors to company managers to dramaturgs to all of that, and that's what really especially exposed me to company management and brought me to Dear Evan Hansen. The company manager of Dear Evan Hansen, Holly Sutton, she was a speaker at Create Her. So that's originally how how I met her and how I got here where I am now. So that's the 5-minute overview of my life.
I love it. And that's amazing. I want to like double click a little bit on the internship parts. Where did you intern, mm-hmm. and like what was the biggest lesson lesson or challenge there?
I think I had 10 internships while I was at Pace. I know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Because I always needed something outside of school to keep me motivated for school. Like I said, being in my classes, it would be hard for me to get motivated to like get up out of the bed. But when I had an internship and was doing other things, it really helped me remember what I was there for and what I was doing and keeping me in perspective. I interned at, let's see, I'll list them all. My first internship was at Kids Creative, which is like an after-school nonprofit program for kids in the city. I also interned at the Theater Center, which is an off-Broadway theater. I interned at a startup app. I interned at a Moon Jelly, which is a artist management agency that's based out of Amsterdam. Moon Jelly, the Theater Center. I interned at Six Flags America. I was the marketing research supervisor there, which was really, really cool one summer. I interned at Tadaw Youth Theater, which is a really, really great youth theater in the city that has a lot of like famous people's kids go there, which is so interesting to see. And I also interned at Ju Jamson, which was amazing. Getting that experience. That was my first real job working at a Broadway theater company, which was really great to see. And the biggest thing I learned was, or the best thing about getting internships was learning not only what you want to do, but what you don't want to do. You know, I really thought I wanted to get into music management, being a music manager. But from interning at a company like that, I realized I'm not really crazy about that industry. You know, I mean, at some point in my life, maybe, but it's not really what I wanted to be right now. And then the biggest takeaway that I also learned was I got so used to the application process and interview process. By the time I got out of school and I actually started interviewing for real full-time jobs, it was a breeze. It was so easy because I had been doing it in the process of applying and just, you found me on LinkedIn, you know, getting, you know, making connections on LinkedIn and all of that. I started that while I was in college. So when I graduated, I felt like I could really hit the ground running, which was great. And then I also really learned just how easy it is. And if you're in the city or in any city, honestly, it's really easy to get internships if you just reach out to places. If you just look, there are so many great small theaters or nonprofit organizations or things that are looking for people and that need people. And you can get your experience there, learn so much, and then use that to get your next experience, which is something that I really focused on when I first joined and started interning. I was like, I don't really have much experience. So I'm just going to apply for small theater organizations and just get to know them and start learning and building there. So, yeah.
That is a wild, wild ride. Yeah. And I think that internships build you up with a lot of skills. And as you said, it teaches you what you want to do, but also what you don't want to do. And that's very important.
And then it also just taught me to just show up for everything, because there's so many opportunities that I got through people I met at internship fairs that it might not have amounted to anything at that moment. But then when something did come up, that person would reach out to me for something, things like that. So it was very, very helpful. Create Her, I originally interned for. Now I'm a co-director at Create Her, but I first started as an intern. And that was really great because I found that through, it was just like an informational session, panel talk back at UTA. With my school, the Arts and Entertainment Program, and did a talk back with UTA, and one of the theater agents there I spoke to, and we ended up getting coffee. It was really, really great. And he was friends with the woman who was over Create Her and introduced me to her for an internship. I started interning there. It was my last semester of college. I met so many great women. And like I said, that's how I ended up honestly working at Dear Evan Hansen, because of the connections I made through Create Her, which I got from just showing up at this, you know, UTA information session. So really, really just showing up to things and putting yourself out there also will always help get internships and help you learn.
I agree with you, absolutely. I want to dive deep into company management. Mm-hmm. I've had on the show stage managers, show callers, producers, production managers, but I think you're the first company manager that I've had. So
yay.
I am really excited to know all about, like, what do you do and what does a company manager do?
Yeah, so the company manager essentially manages everything from when the stage stops. So the stage manager manages everything that happens on stage. Basically, everything else that happens off stage is the job of the company manager. And what that really means is managing payroll, kind of doing HR things, making sure that everything is set up for rehearsals. They're really also the liaison between the producer and the general manager and the rest of the company, the cast and everything. So the company manager also has to have really great people management skills when communicating with the cast, certain things from their contracts and deals, different things like that. All of the business things that need to get done for the company, which is all of the, from the crew to the cast, to the musicians, to the associates and directors, all of that. The company manager is really the one who gathers all of them, makes sure that everything they need is cared for, and really does all of the logistics for all of those people and the entire show. Mm-hmm. It's really an interest. What does a company manager do? I'm still trying to figure that out myself. And I think that the needs also very greatly depends on the show. And of course, whether, you know, it's on tour or on Broadway, whether it's a nonprofit show, or, you know, or commercial theater, definitely makes a big difference, whether or not it's a long running show or a show that's just starting to open up. Now, as we are planning on reopening, I think the job is a lot different. So I'm excited to see how things also start to change once the show does open, because Dear Evan Hansen, we do not open until December 11th. I think we are the last reopening show to open. So the last show that closed before COVID to open. So I think a lot of the job will change once we start to get into the theater. But yeah, it's really just managing logistics, business contracts, HR, all of that fun stuff.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And also responding to fires as they come. You know, each day, oh, this person needs this, or we need to put this in the theater. And also now company management is also, we are also hiring a COVID safety manager. Everything needs a COVID safety manager. But the company managers are also kind of like the second COVID safety manager, or before you bring a COVID safety manager on, company managers are also the ones really having to make those processes and make sure everything is in line.
Yeah, that is great. You mentioned the word skills with people management.
Yes.
Which other skills do you think a company manager needs to be successful in their job?
Very great question. Yeah, definitely people management and patience. Patience is very, very key, because not only do you have to work with actors and performers and musicians, but you also have to work with their agents, you know, and the ticketing people and all of that. So it's also managing a lot of different kinds of personalities. So you also have to be someone who knows how to move and operate in a lot of different spaces. Like myself, I think because I am a performer and do have that side, it's very, very easy for me to communicate with the creatives and the creative staff. But at the same time, because, you know, I've done a lot of work, you know, in offices and in management, I also feel comfortable speaking to the different, the managers and the producers and all of that. So definitely knowing how to speak to everyone in the cast, being patient, and also being accommodating, because the company manager at the end of the day is also the person who anyone in the cast or crew goes to complain about anything. You know, if they're having issues with someone else in the cast, or if they're having issues with their dressing room and they want, you know, this thing to get changed, or they don't feel comfortable about this, or they're leaving the stage door and they don't know if they feel comfortable getting on the subway without, you know, they go to the company manager. So you also have to be someone who is willing to listen to, I don't believe there's any stupid questions, you know, but to field all of those questions, all of the wacky things that come up. So you really have to have a cool head to be able to manage all of those things and speak to all of those different kinds of people.
I love it. I love it. That is, yeah, those are strong skills that are very much needed in this industry.
Yeah, and especially in the theater industry. It's so much of people. I think regardless, even if you work in accounting, but you in theater, you still, you know, it's still so, so much different from anywhere else. So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your work with Dear Evan Hansen and Waitress, because you told me off mic that you will be starting with Dear Evan Hansen as their company manager assistant. Am I right?
Yeah, so I am the house seats coordinator and company management assistant. So once you finish your question.
No, that was it. Go ahead, please.
Okay, great. Yes, I'm the house seats coordinator and company management assistant. So right now what I'm doing is mostly assisting the company management team on us and general manager and the producer and any of the things that they need. And with house seats, which will be most of my job once the show opens, essentially I'm managing all of the house seats requests for all of the cast, co-producers, creatives, the writers and everything. They all have a certain amount of house seats that they get once the show opens that they have to make requests for, the special nice seats that we save for them and all of the people who come for them at the front of the house. But a lot of that is coordinating with the ticketing team in the box office, making sure we have those seats available. I have not started doing that part of my job at all because the show hasn't opened yet. So even as much as I'm talking about it, I don't fully know exactly what I'm going to be doing with the specifics because, of course, we haven't opened. But once the show starts or we get closer to opening, that'll be most of what my job does, as well as assisting the company manager and the associate company manager. So there's the company manager, the associate company manager, and there's me, the company management assistant, who also helps out with that. But yeah, most of what I'll be doing will be in house seats. And I just started working for Dear Evan Hansen about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months at this point. So it's still pretty fresh, which is really exciting. And I am going on tour with the Waitress tour. I'm leaving for that in just 2 days, actually. And I'll be there for just a month. I had that before I came on with Dear Evan Hansen. So coming onto the job, I told them I was going to have to leave for a month to go do Waitress, which is really exciting because I've always wanted to go on tour. That was definitely one thing that I really wanted to do. And I'm actually just going to be working with them for their tech and for a portion of opening. So, yeah, I'm just going on for that. And there I'll be the company management PA. And again, exactly what I'm going to be doing there, we'll see. But that's the exciting part of it. But from what I gathered from speaking to them, a lot of it will be just assisting the company management team on all of the things, tasks, errands that they need to get done. So yeah, and the reason why I also really like company management with Dear Evan Hansen and from what I'm going to be doing at Waitress is that I like juggling a lot of things. I like having a lot of things going at once. And that I think is a key for a company manager, being someone who can do multiple things at once and interacts with everyone. Like the company manager interacts with every single person who has to deal with the show. Even the marketing and ad people, like I said, all of the cast and creatives, to the ushers, to the dressers and the hair and makeup, everything the company manager has to deal with, and the company manager really helps, yeah, manage. So that's also why I really, really love it.
And that sounds exciting. Like I'm. Mm-hmm. It sounds very exciting to like get to know the work by doing it and not prior mm-hmm. to starting it. That's great. Exactly. That's great. And I'm excited for you. And I mean, touring must be a very crazy experience and very different experience from being in a theater, like mm-hmm. constantly in one single place.
Yes. Very, very different. And that's what I want, especially after COVID. You know, and being locked in for so long, I needed this. I was like, I need to get out, get away, meet some new people. And that's the other great thing that I love about theater and even company management specifically is it's kind of a freelance job. You know, you work for the show specifically. So when your show closes, you go on to the next show. And I like that because you get to meet so many different great groups of people. So while I'm meeting everyone in the Dear Evan Hansen team, which is great, I love that I get to go and meet the entire Waitress team, or the Waitress touring team, you know, which is completely different. Because like I said, I'm a people person and I really thrive off of that. So that's the exciting thing.
Yeah. And I'm happy for you to get to have that experience right after COVID. Well, thank right you. During COVID-ish. Faith, what would be the best piece of advice you would give to someone that wants to go into arts and entertainment management?
I would say two things. Number one, create your own opportunities. The best experience that I got was the experience that I created for myself. Like if you're going into arts and entertainment management, like be a self-starter. Like I said, when I was in school, I started Frequency, our a cappella group. And that was such a great experience because I was really the company manager for the group, right? So we traveled and things. I coordinated all of the travel. Did all of the scheduling for the rehearsals, dealing with anyone in the group who had the issues. I was the one who they came to and talked to about that. I planned all of our concerts and events, and that was really like micro company management essentially. And any interview I have or whatever, that's always the biggest experience that I talk about because it shows my passion. And in times when it can be really hard to find a job, if you are a theater maker, you can make theater wherever you are. And that's one thing we learned over COVID, you know, with all of the TikTok musicals and things that have come up. Just make something for yourself and learn and grow from there, because that is where you learn what you really like to do and you learn to really, really build your skills. And then secondly, I would say just show up and apply for everything and work in everything. If you are in stage management, I don't know. If you're in stage management and you're like, I don't know, I want to get an internship for this semester. I can't find any good stage management ones. Do something in company management. Do something in marketing. Do something in just do something, because also one thing that I'm learning is that the industry is so small. It's so, so small. Yeah. So contacts that you build or experiences that you build, even if it's in a separate area, can still be so easily transferred because everybody works so closely together. So yeah, just get started and put yourself out there.
I love it. That is amazing advice. Thank you so much, Faith. Before we close, what are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Ooh, top five. Oh my gosh. Les Mis, number one. I love Les Mis. That show has a really special place in my heart. Les Mis, Dear Evan Hansen, and not just because they're paying me, but also because they're paying me. Yeah, I love Dear Evan Hansen. Waitress. You're in Town. I love You're in Town and the music in that show. This is such a hard question. See, this is why you can't ask me. You can't ask me things like this because I'll just sit and go on forever. I said Les Mis, Dear Evan Hansen, You're in Town.
You mentioned Waitress.
In the though. Heights. Yeah. Yeah. In the Heights, 100%. And I've actually never seen Waitress live, so that's why I'm also really excited to go. I've heard the soundtrack so many times, and there's no reason that it's embarrassing that I haven't seen it live. So I'm gonna put Waitress on the list preemptively because I already know I love it because I can sing the songs back and forth to you. So seeing it live is just gonna hit so much different. So Waitress will be my last one.
I love it. I love it, Faith. If people want to contact you with, get in touch with you, where can people find you?
Yes, definitely you can find me on Instagram at Faith Maria, two A's, FaithMaria. Yes. Also find me on LinkedIn at Faith Porter is my name. And you can email me at faithmporter98@gmail.com. My email inbox is always open to reach out. I love, you know, speaking to people and, you know, helping anyone interested in working because I love my job so much and most people don't know about it. So I love telling people about it.
Faith, thank you so much for coming over. This has been wonderful. And I cannot wait to see all of your pictures and memories from touring and then Dear Evan Hansen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.